I am Jamisha Millard, and today I'm speaking with Chantel Smith, a vice principal and a teacher at an elementary school in Vanier. Smith is a part of the Black Educators Network, an employee resource group who's looking to create the Black Parent Network, which is ultimately a safe space for BIPOC parents.
My name is Chantel Smith. I'm a vice principal with the Ottawa-Carleton District School Board. I work at an elementary school in Vanier currently. I have been teaching for about 20-something years. This is my first year as a vice principal. Before that, I worked in a variety of schools in the Ottawa region, and I started my career in Toronto.
What is the Ottawa Black Educators Network?
The Ottawa Black Educators Network is a new network that was created as an employee resource group as a part of the Ottawa-Carleton District School Board. And ultimately, we are a group of educators, not just teachers. Some of the members are early childhood educators. We have EAs, interpreters, sign language interpreters. We have other people who hold different positions with our district who are part of this network. And ultimately, our primary focus is on how do we empower each other and support each other, and then how do we do that for our Black students as well.
Why did Black educators believe this initiative was needed?
I think one of the reasons this was important, because many of us, not only have we been in education, whether we're new to education, the field of education, or we've been in it, like myself, for a few decades, we're aware of the inequities that are present in our system. And I think every district across the province, and I'm sure across North America, have had to take a look at what's happening with students who are of a color or new immigrants, and now especially anti-Black racism has been highlighted, especially in the last couple of years, because of, unfortunately, the crimes against Black bodies that have occurred. And I think as educators, we know that education is so important as an equalizer. It's one of the ways in which we can rise our community up and to ensure that our students have success in life. So I think part of the reason why we came together to support each other to ensure that there are paths for whether you're an EA or an ECE or a teacher, we help you to find those paths, so you can be the best that you can be in your job, and also to move educators into positions of leadership to support that. But also then, how do we ensure that students in our system are getting the supports that they need to make sure that we can be advocates, not just for each other as educators, but also for students. One of our missions is to not only to support the professional leadership and mentorship of Black educators, we also want to support parent engagement. So part of what we are hoping to do is to create a network for parents within our group. So we like to help parents, and we don't want to direct that. We want parents to be the ones to direct what that will look like. So we've put a call out to parents to say, if you want to be a part of this Black parent network, then we would basically help to facilitate the space so that parents have a safe space to talk about how to navigate the system.
How long has this project been in the works?
I think it's been in the works for much longer than that. I've only been with this board, I guess, for a little over, how long has it been now? About 14 years. And in the first year that I started with this board, I remember meeting with some educators talking about how do we support, students of color. At the time, I think we were looking more at students of color and English language learners, but still looking at our most vulnerable students. That conversation, I know for myself as an educator, started as soon as I started with this district. That was in 2006. But I think for people who've been with this district longer than myself who are on this committee, the work has been ongoing. Like, I think it's something that is necessary because, unfortunately, our system doesn't have equal results for all students, right? So we have to find ways to advocate and support the students who need it, who don't necessarily, their voices aren't always being heard because their parents may not have the language or the facility to ensure that their voices are heard.
What are you hoping to achieve with the initiative moving forward as a whole?
I think the most important thing is for parents to understand the agency they have and the power they have with school system. Like I think many parents, and this is just, I don't think it's just Black parents, I think it's all parents. I don't think all parents understand that we work for them. Like, we are here to serve them and serve the community. And I don't think parents sometimes don't want to be that parent, and I put in quotations, the one who complains or the one who voices discontent. And it's not necessarily about complaining, it's about advocating. And I think parents, it's something people need to be taught. Like, I, you know, as an educator who, you know, lives in a community that I actually worked in for quite some time, like, I would have parents that I know come to me, and they're not necessarily Black parents, but just parents come to me and say, oh, I have a concern, but I don't know what to do. And I would say, you need to talk to the teacher. And I would kind of coach them on what to do. And they're like, oh, I didn't think I could do that. Or I was concerned that, you know, they're going to treat my child differently if I were to complain. And I said, and typically I've said to my neighbors or peers, is that it's really important that you have a voice, because this is your system. So, mm-hmm. you know, we work for parents, we work for the community. So we want parents to know that this system is their system. They have every right to ask for the best for their students. And we actually have legal obligations to not harm their child. We have legal obligations to create a space that is not discriminatory, to create spaces where students feel safe. That is our actual legal obligation, not just a nice thing that we do for children. So it's really important that parents learn how to hold the system accountable, whether it be through talking to the teacher or talking to the principal or school administration, moving towards having conversations with your school board trustee who work for you, because they're, you know, public servant, they're elected officials, or, you know, contacting the director of education if that's necessary, because we all work for parents. One of the things I guess I could add in terms of some of the reasons why we want to have this network is that we also can provide tools and resources, right? I think parents need to know that when they go to a parent-teacher interview, or if a teacher says, oh, you know, I think your child should be on an IEP, you actually can ask questions. Like, this is not, they can't tell you that your child has to be on IEP. You actually can say no. The fact that you can look at your child's OSR, like, you actually can take out your child's student record and you can remove things. You can ask to have things removed if you want. I think it's important just for parents to know what their rights are in terms of, you know, as parents, and what's okay and how to have these conversations, because they don't have to be confrontational, they don't have to be adversarial, but you can still have, you know, professional conversations with your child's teacher. Basically, my point is that parents need to understand that they can ask questions, and it's okay to do so. It's their right to ask questions about what's happening with their child and how their child's learning. Just want to give them resources and ways to navigate.
On today's news story, I was able to speak with Chantel Smith, a vice principal and teacher at an elementary school in Vanier. The resource group is actively inviting parents to join, so head on to their socials, such as Instagram and Twitter, at 613-OBEN for more information. I am Jamisha Millard, and thank you for tuning in. This news story was made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada.